One of the things you find at these political conventions are souvenirs. I pulled Michelle Evans Pajojkovic off the cash register for a moment to tell us what they're hawking.
We have T-shirts, iPhone covers, car magnets, bracelets, bangles, cufflinks, T-shirts, tote bags, Runway for Change.
I see you got some Obama cozies, straight and gay.
Yes, absolutely. So we have socks. People are really liking the socks.
Obama socks.
Tube socks. Everybody wears socks.
And a pair of golf balls with tees.
Absolutely. We also have the donkey cookie cutters.
Oh, nice.
Lots of people use those for fundraisers.
So I noticed when somebody comes to pay for their goods, you have to ask them a series of questions. What kind of questions do you ask them?
Because it is a political campaign donation. Everything here is not just buying something. It's a donation to Obama Victory Fund. Federal law requires us to get certain information from them. You know, just name, address, miscellaneous stuff.
So
like
I can give $1 million through a 501c4 to some politician, but you have to take the name of everybody who buys a trinket here.
I do. I don't know those rules, but yes. Yeah, I mean, it slows up the lines for sure. But most people know it's going for a good cause, so they're pretty patient with it.
All right, thanks, Michelle.
You are very welcome.
And these delegates and volunteers and assorted Democrats are buying.
What's your name and where are you from?
Julie Robinson. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
So you're looking at T-shirts. Anything catching your eye?
Yes, absolutely. Lots.
There's some tube socks.
Oh, there are.
Right there.
I don't know about that. Good luck with the socks, huh?
They told me the donkey cookie cutters are good for bake sales.
That would be awesome, too.
I feel like I'm selling you now.
Right. You work for them?
No. What do you think you're going to end up taking with you?
So friends from home want lots of buttons and T-shirts, and I probably am going to buy the cookie cutter.
Sold. I think they owe me now.
That's right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Roger Chanis.
Where are you from?
I'm from Edinburgh, Texas.
What's catching your eye?
Well, I'm just trying to bring back souvenirs for friends and family, you know, get a little piece of the DNC for them, you know. So I had a lot of help from family and friends to support me to come up here, and you know, I just kind of want to thank them and, you know, give them a little something. A lot of folks have been asking me for bumper stickers and buttons.
Yeah, you've got a handful of buttons.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like the number one hot item. Everybody wants buttons, you know.
What's your name?
Jessica Martin.
And where are you from?
Central Kentucky.
So what are you looking at? What do you like?
T-shirts, buttons, the whole works. We're from a conservative state, and there are lots of Obama supporters there, and we want people to know that we do support the president.
So what's your favorite T-shirt so far?
I'm an LGBT delegate, so I'm really liking the LGBT shirt.
I got to tell you, you just said you're from Central Kentucky. It's pretty conservative, and you're going to grab a purple with a rainbow stripe LGBT shirt to tell folks you're supporting Obama. How do you think it's going to go over back home?
You know, most people are very laid back and relaxed. They vote conservative, but very much believe in individual freedom and rights. And Kentucky's a state that gets a bad rap, without a doubt. But we're very open-minded, and usually it's live and let live.
At the souvenir stands of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.